Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the News National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, tourism on track for full recovery as new data shows strong start to 2023. With that, I'm going to chat with Professor Sarah Gardiner, Director of Griffith Institute for Tourism. Professor, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Thumbs up regarding recovery for tourism on track for full recovery. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. The tourism operators are very happy to see visitors returning, particularly growth in domestic tourism or Australians getting out there and travelling.
Mm. And so domestic, what about the international market?
From an international perspective, it may just take a little bit more time. We're about halfway, so we're at about 50% where we were pre-pandemic. Mm. But the forecasts suggest that by about 2024, we'll start to see full recovery, and by 2027 we'll actually exceed the numbers that we were seeing pre-pandemic.
Yeah, fantastic. And it was COVID-19 which was the dampener on thing, turned the world upside down. But like I said, there's like a cleaner slate, you could say, in regard to moving forward.
Yeah, so there's some really good things happening. Obviously, a lot of Australians have found their love for travelling in their home country again.
Yes.
But from an international perspective, there's still a couple of hurdles that we need to jump over, particularly the restart of the China tourism market. China was our largest visitor market and also our biggest spenders pre-pandemic. Mm. So really welcoming back the Chinese are a key part of international tourism rebounding for Australia.
Yeah, and you mentioned domestic, which is, we couldn't travel overseas, so Cairns became the new Bali. So it was great for us up here, but we still had to navigate through COVID-19. But, things are looking good up here in Far North Queensland regarding tourism.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing great growth in North Queensland tourism, up about 75%. On the previous year, and so that really strong growth is obviously really great for particularly the small tourism operators that operate around your region.
Yes.
About 98% of people employed in tourism are employed in small and micro businesses, so the small business community is really the backbone of the tourism industry.
And I would like to talk about First Nation tourism. I was lucky enough to be down at ATE, Australian Tourism Exchange, representing Experience Co, Reef Unlimited, Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel. But the amount of First Nation tourism operators was overwhelming. It was fantastic, the amount of people involved in business and running their business in this industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I was really impressed by the amount of Indigenous operators at the Australian Tourism Exchange as well, ATE. And it was great just to see so much diversity of product, really great cultural experiences for our international visitors, but also that keen interest from the domestic market as well.
So looking ahead, so what's in store? They got the Q1 2020 results are in line with the UNWTO. What's it, UNWTO?
Yes, absolutely. So globally, we're seeing a much faster bounce back than what we've seen even here in Australia. Globally, we're back to about 80% of pre-pandemic levels. The Asia and the Pacific, which Australia is part of, is a little bit slower in its recovery. We're, as I mentioned before, about 50%. Mm. But I think as people start to think about those bigger trips, maybe those once-in-a-lifetime travel down to Australia for these holidays to visit the Great Barrier Reef and other parts of Australia, I think that's when we're going to start to see the real uptick in international visitation.
It also creates a nice platform for future businesses. I mean, this beautiful big island that we sit on, we've got so much to offer. And so there's room for growth, you could say?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's still a lot of room for growth. Particularly like to see some young entrepreneurs come back into the tourism industry. Obviously, the past few years really hasn't been a reflection of what's been happening over the last 20 years in tourism. We've seen fantastic growth, pretty much double-digit growth for the last at least 10 years. So I think there's some great opportunities, particularly for young entrepreneurs wanting to get into the tourism market and create some new product for us.
And what about students? Is there scope or is there any data about people in looking at an industry, tourist industry, as a career pathway?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's some more work we need to do in that aspect of the industry. A lot of people left the tourism and hospitality industry during the pandemic. So attracting those people back, we've seen quite innovative strategies from the industry in terms of making it really easy to apply and go through that recruitment process. But also thinking about markets that could offer really great hospitality experiences, so particularly looking at women in tourism, people with disabilities, and as you mentioned before, Indigenous people obviously working in the tourism industry, and that could create a really great diversity and really interesting experiences for our visitors.
Now, of course, we had a lot of drama regarding rental apartments or houses as such, and a lot of our backpackers and even Airbnbs went into the residential side of things. Did you see that happen, or is there scope for that coming back, especially the backpacker market?
Yeah, I think that's a sort of unanswered question at the moment in terms of where we're sitting in terms of hostel bed nights and bedrooms for the return of the youth travel market. The development of the Australia-UK Free Trade Agreement, I think, will be a great step forward in terms of bringing back working holiday makers. I think that's a key part of the market, is really driving young people to come and visit Australia. They stay longer,
yes.
And as a result, their total trip spend is the largest out of all of our visitor markets. And obviously, they're playing a key role in our economies through providing workforce for many of our businesses as well. So they're a really key component of restarting the tourism industry and getting it to bounce back.
All right. So full recovery, which is fantastic. Look, great talking with you, Professor. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you. Stay warm, and we'll yarn soon.
Yeah, thanks so much, Trevor. Great talking to you too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. That's Professor Sarah Gardinia, Institute for Tourism, and talking about the full recovery for tourism, on track for full recovery, as new data shows, strong start to 2023. And I want to also give out a big shout out to First Nation tourism operators, as I met many of them down there at Gold Coast for ATE, Australian Tourism Exchange, and our black people are front and centre in regarding tourism, and plus working on country and turning into a business entity as such. Fantastic. Success breeds success. Keep doing what you're doing, your mob. Too deadly. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black, and coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumba Group Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out, NERS. Too deadly.
Just leave me alone. I'm didn't worry about the prickles in the sand when I was chased by Walker Dutchy Maine.
This song is dedicated to the families of the indigenous brothers and sisters that have been victims of this sickening reoccurring trend that's better known as death in custody. For the ones mistreated by the law and the justice system, rest in peace, you're gone but you're never forgotten. Black, yellow, red.
I really don't understand why it's a frequent occurrence. Got me questioning why my people, they get so nervous around a person who was sworn in off to serve and protect any civilian. Don't really matter what color their skin, but for some odd reason we have brothers and sisters dying at the hands of the police while they're in jail cells or in custody. Too many tragedies and too many deaths. I stop the deaths in custody. Yeah, it's gotta be said, there be a public outcry for many deaths without explanation from murderers with a badge that be across the nation. And politicians don't really give a damn, cause it's just another black man. How can you call yourself a struggling when my people dying every day? Oh, that's right, it's the same old shit, just different day. When will this country ever change their racist ways and realize we ain't going nowhere, we here to stay?
Can somebody tell me why only my people get hated? They die in custody without no explanation. Mistreated wrong just cause the color of our skin. We be like outcast in our own nation. They only see the bad and negative, that number ain't embracing the jail system. Justice is so very different when you be native. Public outcries, many protests, but no changes.
I wonder why did Kevin Rudd get sacked, oh that's right, cause he apologized to all the stolen blacks. Why didn't Eli Dougherty's killer get a life sentence for running down a poor brother who turned out to be innocent? Why you think Dumage's death that caused a big riot in the media broadcast, then blacks causing violence? What about the sister girl in Pearl who was feeling sick in jail? You seen the footage, she was bashed cause she asked for help. They used the same old excuse, so she died from natural causes. So an investigation isn't really important. If it's natural to be bad while you're locked up, we don't stand a chance against these corrupt cops. So on behalf of myself, a proud black man, rest in peace and my condolences to all the fams that lost a son and daughter while they were in custody. When will this treatment never stop? I'm gonna say my piece.
Can somebody tell me why only my people get hated? They die in custody without no explanation. Mistreated wrong just cause the color of our skin. We be like outcast in our own nation. They only see the bad and negative, that number ain't embracing the jail system. Justice is so very different when you be native. Public outcries, many protests, but no changes.
The justice system is so unfair to us indigenous people, and we wonder why it don't get advertised. Maybe it's the color of our skin, or maybe it's the gene that the convicts have within them where the bad treatment just don't stop. My people die in custody at an alarming rate, and it seems that fish nobody cares. So I just want to ask the question, can you tell me why?
Is it bad to ask the question why many of my kind been victims or they affected by discrimination that's against us? Cause racism is evident. Can you tell me why this treatment and these ways still exist? I don't understand why we gotta prove innocence, and if we don't, then we guilty. It's the way that you stand. Cause many stories untold of all the deaths from the law, and there's a public inquiry, record proof is at fault. It don't make the headlines on the paper or the news. Tell me why it's covered up, all this death and abuse. Even though there's outcries, protests, and many marches for my people who have got us out behind those steel bars, there's still no change. And they don't believe in the treaty. I just wanna know why all my people always mistreated. But it's obvious we're black and proud. Did your best to wipe us out, and you're still trying. I'm here to let your secret out.
Why only my people get hated? They die in custody without no explanation. Mistreated wrong just cause the color of our skin. We be like outcast in our own fashion. They only see the bad and negative. Outnumber any race in the jail system. Justice is so very different when you be native. Public outcries, many protests, but no changes.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Skipping stones, they don't freeze. Come the winter, what you think I've choked? So shatter all the ice, just trying to keep me broke. You break up all the truth, don't need to leave no hope. Tell me why you keep me running now. Till the thoughts that ain't nothing now. Tell me why you keep me running now.
Catch you in the breeze while you're rolling with me. Let your head out, baby. that good, then I gon' treat you better. Baby, I'm the one, see, baby, girl, you matter. In my eyes, you are so precious to me. Cause when you give me that, you caught me by surprise from the first time. Feelings override when you pass by. Oh my, baby. So baby, anything you need, just holla. I'll be there to scoop you up, girl, I gotcha. But don't worry, I'm gonna get you real nice. Giving you all of the things that you like.
You don't need to switch up, babe.
Catch you in the breeze while you rollin' with me. Let your head on, baby.
Get away from ya. Girl, I'm just here to stay for ya. I'ma be on top it. I ain't gon' stop it. Be like me, how we gon' lock it? And if they come full speed, then we rock it. When the weight's too heavy, I'm spotting. Hold on tight to me, baby, don't let go. Got the whole thing running, so let's roll. No question. The answer that I need, no mention. Girl, you got my heart. And nothing will never.
Catch you in the breeze when you're rolling with me. Let your head out, baby.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, as BBM Bumbleprint Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. You can have your saver calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Hearing Australia announces Game Changer, a new partnership designed to help close First Nations hearing gap. With that, I'm going to have a yarn now with Deadly's sister, Shirley McManus, for Hearing Australia, First Nations Service Unit, National Manager. On the line, Shirley, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from, sister.
My mob's a Rotary mob from central New South Wales, but I'm currently talking to you guys from a Awabakal land near Newcastle.
All right, beautiful. And cold country, I must say, yes?
Yes, it is cold.
You rugged up there, sis?
I sure am. I've got all the layers on. I actually got the Blues Origin jacket on at the moment.
Well, you really need to kill a conversation. It was going good till that Blues came out. Too deadly, sister, too deadly. Look, thank you for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation here in Australia, talking about the, well, here we are on celebrating Reconciliation Week, and you guys here in Australia have announced another major step into improving the hearing health for First Nations people. So elaborate, please, in regard to the game changing.
Oh, it is a huge game changer. The new shared hearing services plans and partnerships that we're forming with the local Aboriginal medical services all across the country. What we're doing with these plans is we go sit down in a co-design format with the health service in the community and talk to them about what we can bring, what we can offer, but also how we can increase their referral pathways, their hearing programs, and upskill their health workers to do hearing screenings in community. So they don't have to wait for us to show up. They're able to do that themselves in between our visits.
Look, that's closing the gap. And, you know, here in Australia does a fantastic job. But when you can have a team on board in the community, that makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. Not only is it empowering community to be able to do these hearing screenings more often, but it's increasing the relationships between the community and the health service and building the trust and just opening up pathways for community to go and get their ears checked more often.
Yes. And let's talk about this this so-called gap in regard to hearing gap. First Nation children, is it hard for them in regarding hearing space and regarding getting checked? That gap needs to be closed. What would be some of the problems that's causing this in regard to hearing?
The main problem with the hearing with the kids is otitis media, so like middle ear infections.
Yes.
What happens is you get a bit of a fluid build up behind the eardrum, and if it doesn't drain away properly, it blocks the child from hearing. But it also gets a bit festy and causes an infection. And if that goes undetected and untreated long enough, it will cause a permanent hearing loss in our poor little kids' ears.
Yeah.
And otitis media doesn't have many visible symptoms. The children won't always have a temperature. There's not always a discharge happening. So quite often we just figure our kids are just ignoring us. But they're not. They can't hear.
Sure. And so
if we can fix that, if we can stop that from happening and get people aware that this is what's going on with the kids, we can get them treated on pathways quicker so that it doesn't cause a permanent hearing loss. It gives the kids a better chance of hearing more at school, learning better.
Yes.
They can be better socially because they can follow conversations with their peers and their friends. And then as they get older, they'll be able to get employment. They'll be better educated than if their hearing issues hadn't have been picked up.
Exactly.
And they're going to have a better chance at life. And that, across all boards, is every part of closing the gap.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic. Can you hear me there, Shirley? Lost Shirley. Shirley there? Shirley McManus, I'll try and get her back. Shirley McManus, National Manager with here in Australia in the First Nation unit. And look, game changer we're talking about here. Are you there, sister?
I'm here, Trevor.
Yeah, thank you very much. Look, partner punt, you hearing me okay? but if you look at that space there, closing the hearing gap, so very important. And working with our First Nation Health Organisation, it becomes a beautiful team, a good team unit. And as we say, it takes a community to raise a child. Well, here we are talking about the closing the gap of the hearing gap, you know. So our First Nation Health Organisations can now be hands-on and help close that gap, sister.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be great. It's a deadly program. I'm so proud of the work we're doing, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the outcomes are.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I'll be watching very closely. Thank you very much for yarning up strong here, sister. A big shout out to all your mob there here in Australia and to all our First Nation health organisations across the country. A beautiful partnership. Thank you very much, sister.
Thanks, Trevor. And everyone go get your hearing checked.
Go do that. Very important to do that. You do like your weekly your yearly checkups, but do the full checkups. Ears included, sister.
Yeah, get the full 715 happening.
Okay, you take care, Shirley.
Thanks, Trevor. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Shirley McManus, a National Manager here in Australia in the First Unit Department, First Nation Unit Department. And look, fantastic, a game changer, working with First Nation health organisations in a collaborative sense, a partnership model, and closing the gap with hearing gap. Too deadly. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. And is the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Too deadly.
Black woman, black life, domestic violence. A change gonna come my way. Black woman, black light. Domestic finance, water light. The change's gonna come my way. A change's gonna come my way.
Doing his thing and his thing, and this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause I got to grow, I'm barrel boys to feed. And every minute for my family is an hour of need. So what? You can handle the truth. Face my reality, to rely at least. Puff your happy little memories and crush the crown. I'm never bound to the academy. Who wanna come battle me? The native microphone title holder, the Northeast roller coaster. Oh yes, I'm rolling with the punches and I'm holding them back. Black, lyrical lobotomy with a frontal attack. Fear is irreputable, black is beautiful. My flow is in a genetical aboriginal. Service like medical from the urban original to the outback traditional. YRMC's in control, so you can let them know. Hey, who is this doing this? I'm just a funky brother from the Baramish. It's the who's that on the what's that doing this thing. And this thing that I ring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause it's the who's out on the what's out doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause now money ain't nothing for that brother who never had none. So this is not about the wallong. Even though I got the bills to kill, I got the skills to spill. You know I can't stand still. All the way from Barraville to Broadway. Found my thrills, getting it on and doing it my way. Traveling back roads and byways on the town. Underground, hip-hop highway. Now by the way, what I mean is what I say. Is what I eat, fresh food for the thought. Music is my recipe. Like these two honey, money attracts a lot of phones. Like an original flows. But this is not about the money or the fame. So please forget my name already. Inviting all the mob to the after party with the freshest of the fresh, the dopest, no hocus pocus. Super color brother linguist bringing this explosive. Energetic monster plan, I coach and your program. Ask the who's that on the what's that doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause it's the who's out on the what's out doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause been here before, here I come again. Swinging it like a ball, bouncing off a padded ball. With a method to my madness, I will catch it, let it fall. Here's the call, come on, come on. I'm bringing original fat beat back rhymes from the mind of a survivor. Staying alive for more than 40,000 Saturday nights. But don't call me Travolta when I'm on the mic. I shine like the night, on Black Fuller's time I arrive. Rocking it up and locking it down, I'm bringing it tight. Alright, I think it's time to like turn down these lights. Turn your lights down low. It's the who's out on the what's out doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause it's the who's out on
doing this thing and this thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang with bamboozling. This ain't no camera thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause booty gungo ways on these rhymes, I sleep tight. Many are there like bedbugs trying to bite. But you be needing teeth tougher than Mrs. Marsh to get a bite of my style. Champion radio riders, could not really rock, 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 rock my wild style. Yeah, with just a flick of the wrist, twist of this tongue. I'm throwing off all comers one by one, step by step. By the time I'm done, I'm making everybody run. Come, join the party for your right to fight for freedom.
The Sovereign Yidinji government is calling for persons who are interested in learning a foreign language. The Yidinji nation wants to take its message to the world and is putting together a series of classes in Portuguese and German. You can contact the Yidinji government through Facebook, just type in Yidinji Bama, or why not call the office on 0742114227. This message is brought to you by the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade of the SYG.
Cowboy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
It's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbra Bip Media, 98.7 FM, And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, Your Mob Too Deadly. All right, going to kick it over to Katrina Fanning, and she's chair of NRL. We're talking about sports. I'll start to talk about sports for all our children. On the line, Katrina, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, brother. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, just let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, so my mob were Radri in southwestern New South Wales, mm-hmm. but I live and work on Ngunnawal country in Canberra these days.
All right, fantastic. So we're talking about Start the Talk. We're talking about sports. Elaborate, please, regarding this program as such.
Yeah, of course, mate. So, look, so many of our kids and adults, in fact, love sport, right? But we all know that at times there can be some behaviours around sport that can make our yes. kids feel maybe a bit uncomfortable, a bit unsafe, whether that's, you know, parents from other teams who might yell out things, coaches who might be maybe not doing the right thing, all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
This program is about making sure our kids are safe and comfortable in their sports and that our parents and our caregivers know what they can expect and the sort of questions they can ask to make sure their kids are safe while they're playing sport.
Well, exactly. It's about having a safe space, you know, for both, you know, the young ones playing the sports, the coaching department as well, parents at the table, you know. We're all in this together, aren't we, sis?
Exactly. It takes all of us to run community sport especially. And, you know, there's just so many different ways now our kids can become you know, impacted, whether that's while they're playing, maybe online afterwards, through to, you know, making sure that all the volunteers and coaches have been through the right checks just to make sure our kids are safe in that environment, because it's just such a big part of our lives, a big part of our communities, and we just want to make sure that they get the best experience possible.
Look, I will throw my hat in the ring there regarding compliments to NRL. I'm coaching the under 13 Rugby League Kangaroos Gold Team up here in Cairns, and on Sunday just passed, I went to the NRL coaching. Look, delivery was fantastic, and we talked about all facets of the game, but all the participators. I'm talking to kids, I'm talking parents. The conversation, the presentation was fantastic, and I felt a safe platform for everyone involved, I thought. So hats off to you.
And look, it's the most important thing. We've just got to keep having that yarn, and as different things come up, come together, whether you're coaching, you're volunteering in some capacity, your kids are playing, and just keep talking together about when the issues come up, how we're going to deal with it. Do we have something in place or not? If we do, let's make sure we act on it and keep kids safe. And if we don't, let's go to the governing bodies like the NRL and say, you know, we've got this issue, how can you help us?
Yeah, too deadly. Sister, so you're the hat that you wear, chair of NRL, which area, which department?
So, yeah, so I chair the Indigenous Council of the NRL. So it's community mob who have experience or expertise in rugby league. So I played for the Gillaroos back in the early days and been involved in rugby league all my life. And so we provide advice to the NRL on all stars, on how to deal with issues of racism, on their reconciliation activities, and particularly focused on these participation pathways, because, you know, we're almost one in five registrations in the sport. So we're a big business in the sport, we're a big part of the sport, and the game wants to make sure that our kids and our communities are looked after.
Yeah, fantastic. But also wear the hat with Canberra Raiders as well, you mentioned?
Absolutely, yeah. On the board of the Canberra Raiders, and very excited. On Sunday night, we had our first session with our NRLW side, so they've started their training this week. They entered the competition this year, so really proud to be part of that process as well.
Any First Nation runners there, players there?
Oh, yeah. So within our squad of 24, there's six First Nations women, and our coach is comes from a Torres Strait Islander background.
All right, beautiful. So there it is. There's the platform lies. They're about to step into the State of Origin arena. So Blues all the way through, yeah, sister?
Well, Blues for me. I captained New South Wales as a player myself. My cousin, Laurie Daly, he captained the boys. So, you know, our families are blue.
All the way, blue blood.
Well,
you really need a killer conversation, sister. A little maroon here.
We were getting along so well.
I just hung up on you, but look, my sister, a beautiful yarn. Katrina, thank you so very much. A big shout out to all the mob down that way and to all our First Nation footballers. And look, this program that NRL's doing is so great. Let's start to talk. That's what it's all about. And keep the talk strong. All the best. You take care, Katrina. We'll yarn soon, sister.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly Yarn there. Katrina Fanning, her name is, and she's the chair of Indigenous NRL and also chair for Indigenous Canberra Raiders, and talking about the new program, a new campaign called Start to Talk, and unveil some new online resources designed to help keep our kids safe in sport. So look, a very fantastic vehicle, fantastic tool, and looking after our young ones playing the deadly sport, the greatest game of all. Have you say, yarn up strong here at National Talk Black with Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. And coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country, BBM Bumba Group Media, 98.7 FM, across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Too deadly.